Hello and welcome to Radio Prague's mailbox program, which airs your views and comments. Our long-time listener Jonathan Murphy from Ireland was among those who campaigned against Radio Prague leaving shortwave over a year ago. Now he sent us this message.
It has been a busy month at university, but today I finally found a chance to send in four reports on programs I enjoyed during March. I wanted to send you a copy of the short piece I wrote about Radio Prague for the February issue of my Radio Clubs magazine. We have members all around the world and publish a circa 50-page magazine, Contact, each month. My intention has been to encourage shortwave listeners who have not tried listening via the internet to do so.
Thank you very much, Jonathan, for reminding listeners that Radio Prague continues broadcasting and bringing up-to-date information from and about the Czech Republic to listeners the world over, albeit via a different medium. As you write in your article, we continue to issue QSL cards. The 2012 series features notable Czech painters. And, as mailbox listeners know, we still run our monthly quizzes. And we'll get to your answers in a moment, after this. John Novotny from Prague sent us this question regarding a news story concerning the return of the statues of the vain man, the miser, the death, the Turk, the philosopher, the angel, the astronomer and the chronicler to Prague's astronomical clock.
I thought the statues in the astronomical clock were of the 12 disciples of Christ, with Judas Iscariot shaking the money bags as the last one seen. Have I been misinformed or have they been renamed? Thanks for your summary. I must read every night before bed.
You are right in that the astronomical clock features the 12 apostles who appear in the two small windows above the dial on the hour every hour. But there are another 8 statues above and below the dial which are exposed to the sunlight and wind all the time. Those are the ones that have just undergone renovation. And now for our monthly competition. Hans-Werner Lollicke from Denmark sent us this answer.
This time the person you're looking for is Kaspar Buberl. Born in 1834 in Kinchberg nad Ohří in the now Czech Republic. After studying in Prague and Vienna, he immigrated to the United States and died in New York in 1899.
Ian Morrison writes from China.
This month's mystery man is the noted sculptor Kaspar Buberl, famed for his American Civil War monuments. He is also famous for the 370-meter-long frieze on the pension building in Washington, D.C.
Kajari Chattopadhyay writes from India.
Kaspar Buberl is known for his Civil War monuments. At least 10 stand on the Gettysburg commemorating the valor of various New York state units. The New York monument stands atop Cemetery Hill. Kaspar Buberl is perhaps most famous for the 1,200-foot-long frieze that adorns the National Building Museum in Washington. Originally called the Pension Building, it was the facility in which Civil War pensions were administered.
Christina Fallon from Illinois wrote,
in addition to creating many notable monuments related to the Civil War, he also contributed in sculpting for the Garfield Monument in Cleveland, Ohio. I had the chance to view his work on this particular monument several years ago, and the detailing is exquisite. Very reminiscent of something you would see in perhaps Prague or Vienna, coincidentally where Buberl studied art.
Charles Konesny from Ohio sent us this answer.
Buberl's early studies in art served him well. He arrived in the United States as the country was in the run-up to the Civil War, and as an artist living in those war years, it gave him an insight as to how to commemorate the sacrifices and bravery of the Union and Confederate forces. There were huge losses of life in many of the battles. Buberl created dozens of Civil War statues and monuments, and he also designed terracotta friezes on many public buildings. His work was artistic and flowing, with great attention to detail. So one can say wherever Kaspar worked, he left his mark.
Mary Lou Krennick writes from Texas.
It was quite interesting to learn that one of our renowned 19th-century American sculptors was Czech-born Kaspar Buberl. He came to America prior to the vast wave of immigration that occurred from the Czech lands to this country in the late 1890s to make his contribution and leave his legacy in this great land. Although most of his statues and monuments were in the northern states, he did create some Confederate memorials in Virginia. Among his creations was a bronze bust of Abraham Lincoln. After a productive life, Caspar Buberl died on August the 22nd, 1899 in New York City. He did not live to see the 20th century, where his quality work endured even into the 21st century.
Colin Law from New Zealand sent us this answer.
Buberl designed the 29-meter-high New York State Monument at Gettysburg, which was modeled on Trajan's Column in Rome. Dedicated in 1893, the bronze and granite monument features a 5-meter-tall bronze female figure representing the state of New York, placing a wreath on the graves of fallen soldiers. A bronze relief, which circles the base of the column, carries 4 scenic panels depicting 4 of the generals killed or wounded in the action at Gettysburg in July 1863. Other panels list the names of over 6,000 soldiers killed, wounded, or missing in action.
Thank you very much for all your answers. This time the prize goes to Christina Fallon from the United States. Our congratulations, and here's a new question for the month of April. This month we would like you to send us the name of the Czech artist who was born in 1871 in the East Bohemian town of Opochno and is considered to be one of the pioneers of abstract painting. Please send us your answers, as usual, to english@radio.cz by the end of the month, along with your questions, comments and reception reports. We are looking forward to all your feedback. Until next time, stay tuned and take care.